So long as these two faculties of human mind, reason and imagination, are surrendered to its animal side, so long will they prevent the real human being from being born. His way to the goal is blocked by the ego. The ego uses all the cunning of its logical intellect and all the seduction of its pleasure-loving nature to keep a man away from the quest. So long as the little self feels itself wise enough to make all its decisions and solve all its problems, so long will there be a barrier between it and the higher power. A man can hold only one thought at a time. Applying this, it follows that it is his holding of the thought of his personal separate ego alone which prevents him achieving identification with the overself. The ego must be there, for it is needed to be active in this world. But it need not take sole charge of the man. There is this other, this higher self too. The wise man lets the overself's presence flow through his life, never blocks it by his ego, nor turns it aside by his passions.